Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. The afternoon update with Lin Li Fu.
Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Good Tech, where we spotlight the inspiring ways technology meets purpose and the ideas driving real impact for social good. I'm Lin Li. Now, paperwork, it's the worst part of almost any job. But for veterinarians, it can take up to 40 hours a month typing notes, updating records, filing in forms, or rather filling forms. That's time not spent with patients, not spent talking to pet owners, and not spend doing the work they are trained for. So what if technology could quietly take that burden away? That's where Broby comes in. Two polytechnic students built this AI-powered medical scribe that listens during a vet consultation and automatically creates structured, formatted medical notes. Now, this frees up vets to focus on care, not keyboards. And joining me in the studio to tell us more are Hyuga Kuramochi and Caleb Yap. Welcome to Good Tech, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Broby is a very unique, I suppose, and distinctive name. Where did it come from?
Oh, so Caleb and I each have a dog. Mine's called Brownie and his is Abby. So it's very simple. We just combined, you know, both the names together, and that's how we got the name Broby.
Broby, okay. So that must have been an internal joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so most AI healthcare tools go straight into human medicine. Why animal healthcare?
So we have two reasons. So the first is because we love our dogs. And, you know, if you're pursuing this gruesome path called entrepreneurship, might as well work on something we are truly passionate about. And second, we actually stumbled into this problem by accident. So we were originally trying to solve a completely different problem for pets. And, you know, every single time we visited a vet clinic to get feedback or anything, they always ask us to, you know, wait a while before, you know, because they're typing the consultation notes, etc. So, you know, after hearing this over and over again, we realized, you know, why not we just try and tackle this massive problem that vets have instead of the previous one we had, because it was at a time where we weren't very confident about the idea. We couldn't validate it well. Like, people weren't really willing to pay it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, why not we just move to this bigger pain point that the vets have? And, yeah, so that's how we really just stumbled into the animal healthcare.
Okay. Is it also because you often go to the vet and face this problem?
Yeah.
Of not having enough attention from your vet?
Sometimes. It's like, you know, like the vets, they look at the dog, everything, but they have to go and key in all the details in the keyboard, like on the software they have. And yeah, I mean, if we can somehow solve a problem, it would have been great.
Caleb, what's your take on this? Why vet at animal healthcare?
I mean, it's exactly like what Hyuga mentioned. So since I have a pet, Abby, she is like really like, in a sense, the love of my life. Mm. I really do want to help the people that actually help her. Like, let's say when my dog actually had an eye infection, without the vet, I actually couldn't have solved it and she would actually go blind in one eye. So it's like a lot of thankfulness to them and the people that actually help my pet and the people that, or let us say the pet I actually really care about. And that's why I'm actually so passionate about this industry.
Okay, before Broby, what did documentation look like for a typical vet?
So usually, day-to-day, they will first see the patient. The patient will walk in and then, you know, the owner will go and explain all the details. The vets will be looking at the owner from time to time, but most of the time they're just looking at the computer, typing all the details. And after hearing all those symptoms that they have, the vets will then have to go and check up on the dog, you know, go and like figure out like the heart rate, all those things. Mm-hmm. And through that process, like after measuring the heart rate, they need to quickly go back and type the, you know, details into the computer, go back. So it's like very tedious because these notes that they have to type at the very end of the day are very, very important. Mm. It's pretty much mandated by law that they have to create these medical documents. And it's also to kind of protect them, because if anything were to go wrong with the animal, the person that's at fault is the vet. They definitely need the document. And yeah, so every single day, like close to 1/3 of their time is spent writing documentation.
Yeah, and I'm sure many of them stay back after clinic hours to finish those notes, right? Now, walk us through a real consultation using Broby.
All right, so I think a lot of us are familiar, let's say when you are talking with your friend, you want to actually take note of what is being said. So if, let's say, you want to recall any information, let's say what time to meet and such, you will constantly write it down. And because of that, you have to constantly listen to them as well as write it down, which sometimes leads to misinformation or information that maybe you forget about. So how Burpee works is you start our app, you start a recording and you just forget about it. You have a normal consultation, and when you are done with the consultation, the transcript and the summary of all the key insights are actually ready. So it's really just having a assistant that note takes on your device itself.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you have anything to add on to that?
No, not really. That's pretty much like how our system works in general, yeah.
Okay, so the tech actually adapts to the vet.
Yep, so the more you use our tech, the more actually it learns like your habits and how you type. There are different abbreviations you do. So the more you use it, the more accurate it gets, and it really just learns from experience.
And what makes it different? Why wouldn't a generic transcription tool work for this purpose?
So this came from a lot of shadowing effects, specifically this vet called Amber Vet. Mm-hmm. And when she actually used like these veterinarian scripts out there, she was really unhappy with it. Why? It's because it doesn't understand the languages and the dialects spoken in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So after the consultation, when she was looking at the summary and the transcript, she was getting really frustrated because a lot of it was very misinterpreted. Mm-hmm. And this is because when, let's say, AI actually hears us talking, because I think it's like a norm, a lot of people say that Singlish is like a completely different language. Mm. So a lot of like Westerners don't really hear it. And these AI scripts are actually trained on Western language, like how English is spoken or like Italian and such. So when it hears, let's say, Mandarin, Tamil, Malay, or how we pronounce our words, it thinks of it like, I am actually not sure what's going on, so I'm just going to fill it with random things that I think will suit this thing. And because of that, there's a lot of errors. So our system is able to actually understand all of these different languages, dialects, and all in all, it's just a tool built for the CE industry.
If you could share, how many vets have used Robi to date?
So we have visited over about 12 vets in Singapore and about 3 major vets in Malaysia. So these are actually our pilot and beta testers, and the other ones really helping us improve the tech.
Interesting. And beyond time savings, what changes have these vets noticed?
So, you know, I mean, time saving is, you know, something that definitely happens. But because of the fact that they are able to save time, they can see more patients. Mm. So this directly links to clinics revenue, the increase in clinics revenue. And we're also rolling out this new feature. It's a disease dashboard, which we are primarily doing it in Malaysia as of right now. So what this does is that you can see, you know, all the diseases that the vets who are using Brobi contributes to this like overall diseases that's, you know, the case in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, so the vets can view the disease trends in their area, etc. Oh. And this lets them make like informed decisions about which vaccines to recommend as well. Ooh. But honestly, like the biggest like benefit that comes from Brobi is the quality of life change. So, you know, some vets have to type patient documents past working hours, you know, as you have said, you know, going home late, missing time with family. And, you know, one of our advisors, she regularly works past midnight, and huge part of that is just documentation. And, you know, vet burnout is a real problem. Now, you know, globally, veterinarians have suicide rates up to four times higher than, like, normal people. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, just in US, like, 25% considered suicide, you know, at the early stage when they became a veterinarian. And this is no different in Singapore as well. So Brobi doesn't just increase efficiency. It also helps vets go through day-to-day work in a less stressful environment.
Yeah, you know, they feel less drained at the end of the day, for sure. And I also think that they would be more present during consultations.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And that's a quite powerful impact. Now, Brobi listens during consultations. So how do you address the privacy issue?
So this was a really big part of our system, as everyone is extremely aware about the information. They don't want it to be disclosed to people or use it for training data. So we follow PDPA very strictly, meaning that we do not use any data for training or we do not disclose any information. Everything is encrypted at in rest and in transit, meaning that no matter in what state, if let's say it's sitting in our database or it's being sent for our summary, everything's encrypted and no one can actually access it. And we follow industry standard laws and regulations or like libraries such as AES 256, which is like an encryption library that even banks use. So it's a lot of strict following of PDPA and industry standard encryption.
Wow. And I hear that you're entering the Japanese market. Why Japan? And what does scaling involve?
So, thing is, we decided not to enter Japan because as of right now, we are tackling Singapore and the Malaysia market. Mm-hmm. And we realized that, you know, through working in these two markets, we really need to shadow the vets, talk to them, like really face-to-face, like really understand their day-to-day workflow in order for us to create a product where vets want to use every day.
I see. But you were thinking about doing that.
Yeah, we were thinking about it because I had a few connections here and there, and I'm Japanese myself, so
makes
pitching models won't be an issue.
Okay. But not now.
Not now, yeah.
Okay, so where do you intend to scale then?
Well, we have two big clients that we are trying to satisfy right now. Mm-hmm. So I think after we're able to, you know, really create a product that people are really happy with, very little negative feedbacks, I guess, and our system runs smoothly, everything, then it will be very easy for us to try and enter the Japan market. Because they really want us to have like a perfect product.
Mm.
And at this current stage, we are close to that like final goal, but we are still, you know, in midst. And we realize that Singapore and Malaysia, like the vets in Singapore and Malaysia, tend to be more open to trying new things.
I see. You know, before we went to air, you guys were telling me about how it started. You know, two students at Polytechnic, and you are not IT students, you're actually business students.
Mm.
So tell us, share with our listeners the growing pains of starting such a, you know, platform.
Okay, so as previously mentioned, we have no IT background whatsoever, so we really had to start from scratch. We actually searched the internet a lot for like resources, online tutorials and courses to try and educate ourselves. And we actually seeked a lot of external help from mentors to like say, hey, like what do we need to do? What should we learn? And one of the biggest and like most traumatic experience for me still actually is authentication.
Oh.
So we were using this third-party authentication app, and we were using like an SDK. It's all like pre-populated, so it actually expedites your development process.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, actually, whenever we went to vets, a lot of times our system actually failed halfway.
Mm.
And I was like super stressed during this moment, like Hugo can testify for sure. I was really stressed for like weeks upon end, as I could not for the life of me like find what was the issue. Like I checked my logs, I kept fixing the issues, I kept pushing changes and nothing worked. So I was really stressed. And then one day, I just opened up like the dashboard of like the database, the third-party authentication app. And then I saw 1.3 million refresh requests, which basically means in about 2 hours, 1.3 million requests, which caused a lot of 4 to 9 errors. In a nutshell, it means like, hey, you are requesting this too many times in a certain period of time. And that really, really made me like go and do my homework. I really went to read up everything. I went to find out how to actually do authentication properly. And honestly, I'm actually quite grateful for this still, because if not for that, I think I wouldn't have been as diligent in creating the product, and I learned a lot of things. But authentication, worst experience of my life.
Wow. And yourself, Hugo?
For me, my side of things is the front end development.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to do website developments, run Google ads for like hair salons and, you know, right now vet clinic as well. And, you know, I thought, you know, it's just a software, you know, UI, like how hard can it be, right? And that's like, you know,
Little did you know.
Yeah, we were like completely wrong, because vets really care about like how many clicks they need to take in order to start the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Like our very first prototype that we made, the dashboard looks nice, you know, like it's visually appealing. And then we show it to the vets like confidently, they'll be like, this is like, it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. Like I need to click 5 times in order for me to start a consultation. Like that is too many clicks. And, you know, not just that, like they want to have 2 recordings at the same time, mm-hmm. because sometimes they will have to go and look at a new patient in midst of, you know, looking at what the first patient. So we needed to figure out a way to make the UI clean, but also like optimize for their workflow. And because we are not vets, like we really need to go and like talk to vets every single day in order for us to figure out how to actually make the dashboard that they want. And, you know, that was like a big learning point. And yeah, but honestly, it was quite fun as well.
Because, how do you juggle all this and your studies as well?
Well, no studying. try our best, you know, to study as well. But honestly, like for the business side of things, it's a lot more group project. And there's not much theory-based work that we need to do.
Okay.
And, you know, the good thing is because we are working on a startup, there's a lot of things that we have already done that is covered in the, you know, the modules, etc.
So where do you intend to go with this? What's the grand plan here?
Well, our goal in the very beginning was, of course, we want to get rich as well, right? But through the whole process, like, because we're handling with sensitive data and all those, we really want to do things ethically. And we try our best to keep our costs as low as possible, like our price as low as possible, so that as many vets can use it. And we realized that if, let's say, we were to sell, you know, our business to a big pharmaceutical company, maybe they might increase the prices, maybe they might use the data to sell, you know, to other organizations. And you know, it's not something that it's, you know, confirmed that's going to happen. But I think as much as we can, we want to make our product as, you know, ethical as possible, that people can trust. So, you know, we shall see how this thing's going to turn out. But as of right now, we'll continue it.
All right. And coming back to the tech part of things, could Robi go beyond documentation one day?
So we are actually in development of a new feature, which is differentials. And how it works is it takes the patient history as well as the consult information to give the vet, let's say, like the top five possible diagnosis. And it'll just be like, hey, I'm 95% confident that this is happening, or I'm 92% confident this is happening. And the vet will give its input and like select, have like their final decision. So we are aiming to assist in clinical decisions, but we do not actually want to replace them, as our main goal is assisting veterinarians and making their life easier. But we are close.
All right. Thank you both so much for the technology, for the thoughtfulness behind it, and all the very best, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And you've been listening to Hyuga Kuromochi and Caleb Yap, co-founders of Brobi, an AI tool that transcribes vet consultations. And that's Good Tech with me, Lin Lee.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.